I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
It's December 25th, day two of Lockmas here this week on You Better You Bet. We have some thank yous to dole out. Four awesome guests on the show today. It was awesome to bring Matt Moore back onto You Better You Bet. The great Matt Moore from the Action Network, giving us NBA bets for the coming season. Loved having Matt Moore on. We'll have him on again, obviously, as we lead up to the start of the NBA. 28 days away. Who's counting? Us. And you should be too, because it's awesome. Yeah. Trista Crick of BetMGM tonight, by the way, coming up after us. We'll promote them in a second. The insane Joey Kanish, baby.
Baby.
I love that man. Everything he says makes me laugh. And James Mazzola from the For-Profit Podcast, giving us winners. Ryder Cup. Golf. Coming up after us, BetMGM tonight, with the aforementioned Trista Crick, who is awesome on You Better You Bet today, Ryan Horvat, Quinton Mayo, a four-hour live betting extravaganza coming your way. Sweating all sorts of games tonight. Some baseball for sure. Again, Ryan, Trista, and Quinton, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. You don't have to go anywhere once You Better You Bet is done to keep getting your betting fix, your live betting fix. Just keep it locked here all day to BetQL. We literally do the work here at BetQL. So you, dear listener and dear viewer, do not have to. Then it's Jenks and Chelsea Messenger back tomorrow morning. Daily tip, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. The Joes, Ostrowski and Giglio, along with Aaron Hawksworth. BetQL Daily, 9 a.m. to noon. And Ken and I return for four more hours of wagertainment, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern, on a wonderful Wednesday here on BetQL. Rick Camp, best in the business. Bill Matz, best in the business. Downtown Mike Brown, greatest of all time. And Tyler Morales was also awesome on the show, as per usual. Tyler rejoins the show tomorrow for golf bets in the Power Hour on You Better You Bet. So Ken, you gave out only 9 NFL bets for this
yeah,
weekend.
Yeah, just
slacker.
Like almost too many. I mean, really, just like it's about the craziest week that all. I mean, that's probably crazier than any single week last year. But weeks like 2 to 6 are usually about the craziest, and then like my number in the market end up being like almost identical on every game past like the halfway point of the season. I have to start to use some different tools to start making some bets.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll still have 1,000 bets every week. So
I trust you on that one.
Yeah, and I'm gonna come locked and loaded tomorrow. I used to generally start my NFL work after I. Oh man,
yo, the it's worst... waiver time. Stop. Waiver time.
No. I mean, it usually hits me about this time every Tuesday. I hope people out there can commiserate. You play fantasy football
right now. Yeah,
I'm in like double digit leagues. Like the fact that I have to do waiver claims for all of these leagues is just absolutely the worst. It is just the worst. And I love fantasy football, but it absolutely sucks. All right. That's for after the show. And tomorrow, Ken and I will have more
discussion.
We're
all going to die. Anyway, let's talk about college football.
we're all going to die. Here's a waiver claim under Michael Hasty first. Okay. I'm just kidding. I already picked him up last week. All right. Ken, now it's time. We close the show here on a Tuesday. Rick with day two of Lockmas.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Batmobile lost its wheel and Joker got away. Hey! Okay. All right. On day one of Lochmas, Santa Lockie gave to us a couple totals that he liked this weekend in college football. What do you have for us here, Santa, on day two of Lochmas?
Well, we're entering a specific portion of the season, the start of conference play, with a lot of ACC conferences kind of rolling already. Big 12, there are a lot of games this weekend. Pac-12, there are games this weekend. SEC, we obviously had the opener of the SEC on CBS with Alabama and Florida last week. So really starting to get into that part of the schedule. One thing that ends up happening when you get to that part of the schedule is that there's actually like a really interesting, and I hesitate to use the word trend here, but just like dynamic that happens in college football that doesn't really happen in a lot of other sports. And it's due to something very specific. So if you think about the NFL, you know, compared to college football, especially, one thing the NFL has over college football all day is parity, is the idea that the difference between the teams is not very significant. The talent difference between the teams and like the size of the players, honestly, and like the strength of the players, and like everyone's a pro, right? Like whether you're on Houston, or I don't know who the worst team's going to be, hopefully Indianapolis, whether you're on the Colts or whether you're on the Chiefs or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, like there's a certain like baseline that everyone has. And so you don't really see like residue of playing a team that's really physical show up the next week. Like everyone hits hard. Everyone plays football, you know, about the same way. So they're, yeah, it's a tough season. There's a ton of injuries. There's a ton of physicality, but it tends to affect all teams equally. I think that makes a lot of sense. And there's some very rare exceptions to that. There used to be when the Steelers were like insanely physical in like Baltimore in like the early 2000s, there's a ton of stories about you would play those teams and then the next week that team would never cover because they were just broken, basically. Like the Steelers and Ravens just used to break teams, apparently, is what used to happen. But we don't really have that dynamic in the NFL very often. It's very rare. If it does, it's very specific. Sometimes you have trouble figuring out whether it's noise or not. In college football, though, it is pretty intuitive that you have a massive discrepancy between some of the teams, even in the same conference. Like if you're Alabama and you're Vanderbilt, you both play, not only do you both play college football at the D1 level, you both play in the same, you play in the SEC, yet it is not arguable. There is an insane physicality advantage and an insane size advantage and talent advantage with Alabama in that game. And this would be true for Clemson and the ACC. This is definitely true. And there are teams in other conferences, which we'll go over in a second, for which I think the same case could be made. Ohio State in the Big Ten, I think, is a very clear example of a similar dynamic. And because these massive advantages exist, and this was something that I was working on a few years ago, I was like, all right, well, here's something that college football has that nobody else has. You know, with, I think, no exceptions that I can think of in like major sports, even in college basketball, the sport doesn't behave the same way. Like after, if you're like a kind of whatever school and you play Bama, what do you like if you have to turn around and play 6 days later, 7 days later? And you're immediately going to think of a data point here, by the way, which is that Alabama played Miami in the season opener. Miami's season is over. Like Miami can't win anything. Miami had injuries in that game. De'Aaron King got beat up. He got hurt in the game. Like Alabama ends seasons sometimes. Like they played Florida State a couple years ago. DeAndre Francois' leg exploded on the field. The season's over.
God.
Like, Alabama just does this to teams.
Morbid.
And it's the idea of like, when you have a sport that presents these massive, like a sport that's insanely physical and there's insane differences between the teams, I think it's very likely that you get that residue of when you play a crazy, you know, good, talented team and you're not that, then the next week it affects your performance. 2 weeks later, you could argue it affects your performance, although not to the degree that 1 week does. One more point before I go into the specific teams. When I would do win total analysis, I would do a set of teams that scheduled Alabama and a set of teams that did not schedule Alabama. And you would think like, oh, well, the difference is like one win on average because Alabama beats everybody. So the teams that scheduled Alabama, like maybe a win below expectation or like average record. And there's a bunch of different ways to measure this. Basically like, well, they're one game worse. It's actually like a full two games. And basically the best way I can explain this is if you schedule Alabama, it actually hurts you twice. You lose to them, and then you're so beat up, you actually end up losing more than you should have lost to somebody else. Like, it's actually a crazy dynamic. So, okay, how do we take advantage of this from a betting standpoint? All of the trends, all of the history that we have. So there's a few teams where in conference play, especially, because in a non-conference there are weeks off, it's really tough. You play teams, and then you play the next week, you play particularly poorly. Especially if you're like an average kind of middle of the road conference team. So the first team and the one that we played a lot last year, because they played a full conference schedule, not everyone did, was Clemson. It's not a secret that every other team in the ACC is much less talented than Clemson. Although you would argue North Carolina is probably closing the gap a little bit, but there's a big, big, big difference. Last year, I think it was like teams played Clemson and then played the next week were 2-6 against the spread, I think is how it ended up working out. Like a lot of outright losses, a lot of bad performances, a couple games. I think the losses were really close to the number two, but overall poor performance, however you want to measure it off of playing Clemson the week later. That would be one team that this affects. Alabama, I think, is a really obvious one. And we can kind of go into that in a second. They obviously played Florida last week. Another one that stands out immediately to me is Oregon. So when Mario Cristobal took over at Oregon, what did you read about what Oregon wanted to be? Ultra physical, you know, crazy physical at the line of scrimmage, push teams around, something the Pac-12 didn't have a lot of. Okay, well, Cristobal's second year when Justin Herbert was the quarterback, but more importantly, when he had all of his guys in, two recruiting classes in, would it surprise you to learn that in Pac-12 play, the week after a team played Oregon, none of them covered against the spread the entire season?
Wow.
None of them ever covered a game. So, like, there's something a little bit here, even if there's not a lot of data points, even this, maybe this, some of these become single season things. This has been a thing with Oregon. It's been a thing with Ohio State as well. But with Ohio State and Bama, the thing that stands out the most is you can't play them and then play like Furman the next week. It's a walkover game. It's a fake game. You're probably going to cover that number, whether you played, you know, the Patriots the week before or Alabama. Like, it doesn't matter. It has to be a game with stakes. It has to be a game of two relatively evenly matched teams in order for it to matter. So, okay, how does that apply to this week? How can we kind of make money off that? There are three specific situations where teams are coming off playing one of these teams and find themselves in games that are expected to be somewhat competitive. So the first would be Georgia Tech, who's coming off the Clemson game. Dabo Swinney saying afterwards, like, we weren't prepared for anything that they were doing. It was a crazy low-scoring game. Georgia Tech covered easily. Georgia Tech turns around, they're a 12-point dog to North Carolina, who's scoring about 900 points a game now since they lost to Virginia Tech. My number in the game actually likes Carolina in a little bit. I make it 13.5. Carolina's 12 against Georgia Tech. That would be a bet for me, and that would be the playing Clemson's opponent the week after trend that would come into play in that situation. Next one that comes up, Kanish already talked about it. Florida, completely different situation. Big dog to Alabama, Dan Mullen, Mr. Big Game. Now he's a 20-point favorite against Tennessee, who's going to try to score lightning fast. I actually like Tennessee a bunch in this game. I love the over in this game, actually, more than anything. I think Tennessee's going to be able to score a lot. I think they're going to cover, but I know they're going to be able to score. The total's already gone up 2.5 points. I think it has another 2 points to go versus my number. So Tennessee 20 and over 63 would be that situation. Florida coming off the Bama game. And then a really random one. Tulsa was able to hold their own with Ohio State.
I love Loch Ness.
It's so funny. Like, so Ohio State and Oregon, two ultra physical teams, like they would be the teams, the opponents you fade. They played each other 2 weeks ago. Both teams came out of that game and didn't cover and played awful. It's like so funny. It was like, I didn't know what was going to happen. Like, wow, these two teams that you always fade their opponents, they actually played. It's like, oh, or they both just beat the crap out of each other and both played terribly the next week. So anyway, Ohio State played Tulsa, who's definitely not used to playing Ohio State ever. And they come off this game, and they're a 2-touchdown favorite against Arkansas State. And my number says Arkansas State's kind of valuable. I have a game line 12. It's 13.5. Arkansas State might be live in this game. But, like, Tulsa, you'd be like, oh, well, they played Ohio State tough, right? Which means they're doomed. They're doomed in this game. So, like, Arkansas State a little bit at the number as well. So three situations that come up. There are some other teams we can kind of go through later in the season, similar angles. Maybe we'll think of another team. Again, read some quotes about teams that are unique in each conference. Kansas State in the Big 12, a good example of that, too. Play physical when no one else is playing physical. You'll frequently see the residue of that show up in the opponents after the week they play that team. So three games to look at, Nick, and it's one of your favorite trends. It's the week after you play a really, 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 really good team, you usually play like crap, and we're going to be betting some of those this week.
Is this one of your like favorite? made, like, in all, like, the tools it's that like you fun. Use, like, all the research.
It's really fun.
But it's good, though. It's not just fun. Like, it's also good, though. It wins.
Yes. Oh, yeah. This won a ton for us last year. This has been successful, basically, going back as much as we've been measuring it. So, yeah, love it. Love everything about it. Hopefully it still holds true this year. Maybe we'll find another team that fits it.
Great job on the show today, buddy.
Yeah, like, a lot of bets. A lot of bets.
So that's the name of the game. And laughs, some wager table here. Quinton, yeah. Ryan, and Trista coming up after us. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked here to BetQL. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. Until then, we're wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.